Yes, indeed. Running out our beat match fast. We went ahead and took the J-Moth God's Got It from his V4 album. And then we went ahead and closed this out with the Truth Trumpet Blow from his 2009 Big Picture album, featuring Trip Lee on that one. So that was pretty interesting hearing the Beat Match Bash round out. There was some good gospel vibes. And just wanted to go ahead and give some shout out to all the gospel artists doing it right there, keeping the glory of God in their music, keeping it at the forefront, keeping it on the mind at all times. So some good energy there. And again, may this vibe bring good energy to you and yours on this episode 9 of the remix by DJ Audios. That's a little tagline there we're coming up with. So again, hope we're doing well out there. It's a Tuesday afternoon. We finally got a little more blue sky. It was definitely cloudier this morning, but thankfully it is wonderful blue skies coming in with the clouds, creating a beautiful skyline background. So, and it's funny because now we're back into the mashup moment section. For the last few weeks, I've been talking about, again, the amalgamation observation and respecting artists of other underrepresented genres. And it's kind of interesting, we're casting back into the mashup moment, actually mashing two tracks together, as opposed to having the amalgamation observation, which is playing already recorded tracks. Both are still cool, very much like the cloudy skies or the cloudy with blue skies. It's very interesting artistic contrast there. So again, just trying to be art conscious, and I guess conscious of the surroundings and the scenery. So speaking of conscious, we got a couple of mashups lined up today. There's some pretty cool, interesting variety. So the first mashup is akin to that beat match bash we just had. It's going to be continuing that gospel hip-hop trend, only this time we're going to be playing two tracks from different artists and mashing them up together and letting them have their own, I guess, 3 to 4 minute segment to themselves, kind of like a performer coming on stage and collaborating with one another, or two performers, I should say, in this case. And the two performers in this instance are gospel artists Uncle Reese and Molly Music, coming together on this mashup I created from Molly Music's Fight For You track from his Molly Is album. And it's going to be featuring the vocal stylings of Uncle Reese from his track Until I Pass Out. And in this mashup, both artists are conveying the theme of maintaining their will to fight for the light of Christ within their walks of faith through their lives, with Molly's first verse and Uncle Reese's second verse talking about confronting the condescending judgment and worldviews that many opposers of Christian faith provide and bring towards the believers as they grow close to their walk of Jesus. And then Molly's third verse, trying to talk about acting as a voice of God, confirming, is delivering a rap that echoes the words of Christ as if he's actually there speaking in a motivational love letter, utilizing a culmination of paraphrases from biblical scriptures that detail historical experiences of contact with Christ and his followers to uplift his current day generation followers to keep that walk going. So this is going to be a mashup that's really motivational, and I pray it reaches you all in a positive setting, in a positive context. And again, this is all just sourcing the idea of motivation and trying to continue that uplifting walk with Christ through all the trials and tribulation. We know he's got our back, so praise God. So getting ready to try this out here on episode 9, the remix by DJ Audios at WMUC-FM College Park. College radio is good radio. Check it out.
Trying to get you, I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light, you hold the light. And it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot, you bring a lot. And it's evident they could see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they're lining up to take it, alright.
I can't let them take my you. You know I ride for you. Yeah, I won't let them take you. I won't let them take you. I'll be your protection. I'll be your direction. Yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. Please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out.
About them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it, scream shouted and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The clowns we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression and anger, confusing rage and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music. Yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. It's cause I love you and you're worth it. Yeah, you can be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready, girl.
I'll fight for you.
Yes, indeed. Pretty interesting, cool stuff there, right? Two beats coming together, and it's so interesting because both songs strike me as being similar to one another, because both artists made these same year, actually, 2014, Uncle Reese's Until I Pass Out on his Bold album, and then Molly Music's Fight For You on his Molly Is album. And yet both songs, to me, they convey that same energy, which is something I'm grateful for in the faith of following Jesus. How many followers and children of Christ are like, yeah, this is a fight, unfortunately, is what it's become. Because all too many times we are seeing the world stray away, and not, it's one thing to have the freedom to choose, it's another to bash those whose opinions differ. And I think, unfortunately, we're living in an era where disagreements are no longer respected, or not as much respected as they should be. We have an era where everybody's trying to convince one another, no, my point is right, and maybe they both are, but they're coming for two different sides of the equation for the same problem. It's like math. You have addition, you have multiplication. One is just a more simplistic or a zoomed out version of addition. Like, you can tell that 2 plus 2 equals 4. 2 times 2 also equals 4. But maybe you don't want to do 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, which equals 8. And instead you can just do 2 times 4, which is 4 twos that are in place. And then you have 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. I'm not sure to have the math right, not trying to confuse here. But it's a simplistic version, or a more simplified, a more streamlined version in some cases. And looking back at the wall of Christianity and looking at how it relates to the world right now, we have so many viewpoints and differing decisions on that topic. And again, I'm not going to delve too far into it, but the thing I like about it, we had the differing decisions. And if we have more respect for one of those decisions and respect for the walk we're on, that is where I believe that we can really become to form a conclusive effort to work together, as opposed to demean one another, is where I'm going with this point. And these two artists, Uncle Reese and Molly Music, and their tracks, Fight For You and Until I Pass Out, they are like, yeah, we are in this fight mode right now. And Jesus, and they're voicing, saying that in the scriptures of the Bible it's shown, in our life examples it's shown, Jesus is rooting for those who choose him. And not just rooting for those who choose him, he's willing to open arms and accept those who are ready to choose him at any time. And again, act on that decision as well, in terms of actually committing and choosing to follow him fully. And so it's interesting hearing those two artists, and again, maybe I'm reading too far into it, but that's the vibe that I get here when I hear the tracks. It's, yeah, this is a fight right now, and we're in this fight together, especially if it's for the right thing. Like, we're committing ourselves to making good decisions. We're trying to promote life. We're human. We're all human at some point. We have different battles we all face daily, but in an overall aspect and common sense, we are human, and we're working together as we live together in one shared space called the planet Earth. So it's just something I hear when I hear these artists like Uncle Reese, Molly Music, D1, Lecrae, and their talks about believing in Jesus and being unashamed of that belief, especially if it's rooted in the space of trying to make things better for others, and not just for others, for themselves, but not just for themselves, but for the glory of Jesus and with the example he came down to show us, following the examples of, and the teachings of God. So pretty interesting stuff, all things considered, told through the method of a hip-hop style track on both fronts, and mashed them up together was a pretty interesting insight from both artists to hear on record. So, and I think I just like this rooted in love. I think for me that's the big thing. It's not rooted on attacking or demeaning someone else. It's rooted in like, yeah, we're rooting for y'all. If y'all want to do what's right, let's do it. If y'all believe in Jesus, let's do it. And the one thing I love about it, I keep saying love about it, because it's just, it's love. And oh man, as the great Jill Scott once said, it's love. So it's love. And I keep saying it's love because that's kind of where my mindset is. It's acting on love, and not just the romantic way, but in general, the common sense of trying to see someone else do better and wanting that for someone else and rooting for someone. But now, speaking of love in the platonic sense, I will go ahead and switch over to the romantic sense, as I recently worked on another mashup this past week. This track mashing up three different artists in three different tracks. And it's a pretty interesting mashup because it hit me so, so deeply in like the really, really sensual vibes. And it's like, oh, that is there. That is harmony. That is melody. That is symphony. That is symphony. I think that's the best way to put it for me, because I just had goosebumps. The frisson occurred. And this next mashup is by the great Jill Scott, as I just mentioned, but also featuring Beyonce Knowles Carter in her early years on her Dangerously in Love album. This is a track off of the self-titled Dangerously in Love 2. And I'm mixing that in with one of J. Cole's verses from his 2014 Forest Hill Drives album. So it's going to be interesting to hear this mashup on air, because I was working on it and tweaking it to make sure it sounded right. Because when I heard the original track, I'm using the bass track of Jill Scott's He Loved Me, Lizel and E flat recording, because it just, that track on its own is such a musical work of art. The sound engineering, the audio space within it, the mental space that Miss Jill Scott was in, and just the music that accompanied that mental space and that emotion of raw passion for her desired love interest, it's just, you could feel her energy and her positivity through the music. And so working this mashup, I was like, okay, I don't like to do that to tracks that have that energy. I don't want them to just mash up anything, any random vibe into it. Unless I really think it would be like catchy. But even if I do it, I want to give an effort-filled moment to it. Like, I want to make sure it has a lot of effort and the same quality that was put into the original. Or at least close to the same quality. And when I worked on this mashup, I was like, oh, I love that voice from Beyonce on Dangerously in Love Part 2. I've always loved how passionate that track was. And I was like, you know what? Let me try it with a more acoustic. Like, Dangerously in Love 2 already is a wonderfully poetic slow jam with very intricate stylings of different musical elements like keyboards. Or sorry, piano, actually. Synthesizer harpsichord style guitar akin to 2000 sound, and a laid-back halftime drum groove. But I wonder, it was all recorded, and I was like, I can tell it's recorded, and I wonder how it would feel with the more acoustic style recordings of He Loves It by Jill Scott. So I'm going to stop trying to break down this whole mashup before I play it. I'm going to just play the mashup and then go back and look at it, because it's a pretty interesting result that came from this experimentation on a very beautiful masterpiece of music. And so we're going to try that out here at WMUC-FM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
Whether that's your kid, love. Like, I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood, bring him back 5 or 6, 6. Come then we kick him to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. Before she leave, I'ma need my shirt back.
You know how it goes. You
got me feeling like the breeze. Easy and free and lovely and me. Touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me, I can feel it.
Pretty interesting mashup there. Pretty interesting indeed. So that was, again, Jill Scott's He Loves Me, Lizelle and E-flat, with Dangerously in Love 2 by Beyonce on the second verse, and then J. Cole's No Role Model second verse on that third verse. So it was interesting hearing those three together, because all of that was like a sentiment of wanting real love. And hearing the story behind, I think, at least two of these tracks, hearing why Jill Scott wrote He Loves Me, it was about her former husband, Mr. Lizelle. Again, I forget the last name, but again, it wasn't Scott, I don't think. But she wrote that song about the emotions she felt for him and how deeply passionate their love and romance felt at that time for her. So she wrote that track, and it was such a passionate era. She wrote that, if I'm not mistaken, on Who Is Jill Scott, the Real Sounds Volume 2 album, and her 2001 album. That's one of the most dynamically jazz R&B neo-soul crossover albums I've ever heard any of the singles from. I need to go back and listen to the full project, but just hearing The Way, hearing, I think Getting In The Way was also on that track, A Long Walk. It's just, it was an interesting album hearing that. And this particular version was taken from the Golden Moments compilation later, but just hearing that space that Miss Jill Scott was in and just really intaking all that natural, raw, passionate energy, I was like, oh yes, that track is so good. Hearing Beyonce Knowles Carter's Dangerously in Love Part 2 on her self-titled Dangerously in Love album, it's interesting to me. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was released as one of the singles. Or it was a really standout album track, because initially this track was recorded for Destiny's Child in their last album, before Destiny Fulfilled, the one with Independent Women and Survivor. That's the self-titled Survivor album. And it got re-recorded for musical, technical, stylistic differences by the producer. And it got re-recorded with just Beyonce on this track, if I'm not mistaken. Because I hear multiple voices, but I'm not sure if that's technical adjustments they made or if that's the actual ensemble of Destiny's Child in full harmony. But either way, it's a powerful track on its own, and I can really hear the passion. If I'm not mistaken, at that time Beyonce was just starting to date Jay-Z, so I'm wondering and speculating if that track's lyrics were in fact about Mr. Sean Carter at the time. But just the passion she had in singing, I was like, yes, that track is wonderful. And again, as I said preceding the playing of this track, I just wanted to hear it on a more acoustic song, or more acoustic song production, like He Loves Me by Jill Scott. And I'm always wondering, I mean, maybe I missed a couple of early recordings, but I always was curious why there was no live version. Like, Crazy in Love got several remixes. Her other track, Naughty Girl, on that album had a remix. Sean Paul's Baby Boy with Beyonce, Baby Boy's song with Sean Paul. I'm trying to say three things at the same time. Not a good idea, but Beyonce's Baby Boy song with Sean Paul, that got a couple of, even that got some rhythmic radio popularity playing on the airwaves, because it was such a wonderful dance hall crossover track. And even Me, Myself, and I, which is the, I think, final track off that album that was released as a single, as a standalone she did. The other one, I think, was a remake, The Closer I Get to You with Luther Vandross. There were several great tracks, is my point, off of that album. And Dangerously in Love 2, while it's a great, wonderful track, when it didn't get as much release as the other tracks, I feel, in my opinion, that it just could have gotten a little more publicity. Maybe I'm missing a few details, because I don't know. Maybe it had another single release that I'm not aware of, because this was released at a time when there wasn't a lot of digital streaming. Where it was very much on CD, vinyl, and even cassette tape form. So maybe there's a rare cassette, rare CD, rare vinyl out there with an acoustic live version. But either way, I wanted to hear how it would sound on a more pronounced acoustic style track. And then J. Cole's No Role Models, I really like that. His verses make me think. And in this case, when I heard No Role Models, first thing I was thinking was the first verse. But I was like, after hearing the full song, I said verse 2 kind of fits in more with the type of musical stylings that I'm looking to hear in this mashup. And so hearing I Want a Real Love was that first verse. It's basically, you heard Jill Scott and Beyonce describe the feelings of it, and J. Cole's verse cuts right to the directness of, yeah, I want a real love. And even throws in a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shout out, Dark Skinned and Viv Love is what he said after that. And it was just interesting and really cool to hear those three artists collaborate on this track. J. Cole has always been a cool, laid-back kind of rapper with a really highly mentally processed flow. Like, it makes you think. Like, you know it's thrown together, and even though it's thrown to fit the rhythm, There are drips and drops of nuggets of wisdom in sparse between each part of his verse that makes you think, kind of like his other verse on T. Grease's Bow for Blow or his later track Middle Child in 2018. It makes you really think, and it's interesting hearing J. Cole. Again, the talent he has with his rap skill, his pen is really, really tight and really solid. So hearing those three artists was pretty cool to hear back to back to back, on top of the beat of He Loves Me by Jill Scott. And speaking of hearing some really cool lyrical flow on top of a pronounced neo-soul jazz-esque track in R&B, I'm going to play my next mashup, which takes a tribute to the jazz genre. So, in the jazz genre, there's an artist that I really admire some of the workings of, Marcus Miller. And one of my favorite tracks by him is from his Renaissance album called Jekyll and Hyde. And it's a really cool, interesting track, and it's named that way because if you listen to it, there's a laid-back, casual jazz flow, and then as it gets to the refrain part, which is the consistent, repeated part you hear through the song, it goes into a really more contemporary, rock-out, explosive kind of crescendo of a musical style that really makes a pronounced, it really diversifies and has a pronounced effect on the song, where you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't see that coming, and it jams out, and this bass line within it is so strong and so dynamic, it carries the song, so you're like, okay, I didn't see it coming, but I'm still gyrating, I'm still moving, I'm pumped up, and I'm in the zone with this music. So this mashup is going to take the bass with Jekyll and Hyde, and it's going to throw it in to mash up with a song that I've always thought was similar in terms of musical stylings and the energy and the the presence is trying to convey, just so to speak. And I'm going to mix it in with a song by Junior Mafia and the Notorious Big, again Censor for Radio, from their Conspiracy album. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this one, and it's Player's Anthem, because I always felt that Player's Anthem has a good jazz type vibe, and the original beat is so laid back and so wonderful. But I wonder how it would be with a modernized jazz take, like the one here on Marcus Miller's Jekyll and Hyde. So I'm going to play that mashup here. Player's Anthem x Jekyll and Hyde. Marcus Miller and Junior Mafia. So check it out here on WCFM College Park. For college radio, it's good radio.
To the lyrics I spit like M1s. Got mad up in the cabin, cause these ain't the ones for the dipping and dapping. I make it happen. You got your going on, your soul was fire. From the Honda Passport or the MP, what if you see, then I miss you. I'm like little sister, grind with your teeth, grind, bite your nails, took the cute, the cool like Murray. My be the most beautiful. Junior Mafia click, thick like loop dancers.
Player,
honey, take a glance at the little one. Pulling over in the land while we're playing Big Willie style with the chauffeur. You know what I mean? Stack the green, read all between the lines. A full act up, make the maggot hard to find.
Player, grab it, tip your love hip hop. Ladies, rub it, with your dick and a big bop. Got you open off the work, I think, because player, grab it, tip your love hip hop. Ladies, rub it, with your dick and a big bop. I'm surrounded by criminals, heavy rollers, even the shites, the individuals. I'm skunking mad, he's beating down Billy Bad, cracks and stacks and masses. If I spell, I pass it, things get drastic. I'm burying you. Big Papa never softening. Take it to the church without the preacher but the offering. Leave the fool coughing up down. Pockets like rabbit ears. Covet the wife, Kleenex for the kids' tears. Versace wear, Moschino on my missus. She whipping my ride, counting my ones, thinking I'm riches. Just the way players play, all day, every day. I don't know what else to say. I've been since running, I was singing, here we go. Snatching ropes at the Roxy, homeboy. You didn't know my flow. Detrimental to your health. Usually roll for self. I have sun, ride shotgun. My mind's my nine, my pen's my 10. My target, all you MCs who started rapping. Junior Mafia and Steelo, people know the half. Caviar for breakfast, champagne, bubble baths. Running up and constantly. The smalls, baby, who you thought it was supposed to be.
Players, have you? If you love hip hop, ladies, rub your good hip hop. If you love hip hop, what? Got you open like the word that's never gone. Players, rub your good hip hop, ladies, rub your good hip hop. If you love hip hop, got you open like the word that's never gone. I used to pack packs and Cadillacs.
Now I'm hip in the air. Watch my money stack. Nines in the store, in the bag. Max and Mini Mark is getting money with that. Let's take a fetch. Yes, it's the miracle. Baby, shake your hips. Players grab your system and throw teams and minerals. Exclude subliminals. Big Mama shoots the game to all the Phillies and criminals. I kick the wheelie with my boots all day. 25 roll by with the windows down halfway. DKNY, oh my, I'm jiggy. It's all about the click, Junior Mafia and Biggie.
What?
Fellas love the way I bust the rhyme. Cause they all in line, screaming one more time.
Players, grab your d- if you love hip hop. Ladies, rub a dub in the back of the club, straight up, straight up.
If you love hip hop, ladies, rub your good hip if you love big pop. But got you open off the words I say because.
Check it out, huh?
Players, grab your if you love hip hop, ladies, rub your good hip if you love big pop. But got you open off the words I say because.
Check it out, huh?
Junior Mafia, Marcus Miller, Players Anthem, ex Jekyll and Hyde, here on WCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio. That mashup is a twofold tribute to classic hip-hop sampling jazz stylings and jazz performance. I remember watching a video by Shock G, the member of Digital Underground, one of the greatest 90s rappers, and in the history of rap in general, one of the greatest to ever perform and have a successful run as he did, and a close collaborator of Tupac. And he was talking about performing artists, and he got to Biggie Smalls, and this is what made me think of this mashup. His statement was Biggie's flow is similar to a trumpet in a jazz band, how it really takes over that melodic and rhythmic flow. It hits the higher registers, but it stands out within the overall production of a really solid track. I think about something like Big Papa by Biggie Smalls, or Mo' Money Mo' Problems, for example, one of his tracks where he really exercises his flow. And how it stands out. Like, Biggie Smalls did not have a higher voice. He had a very deep and very well-toned voice. Like, you heard, like, it was presence. You heard his presence on the track. And so, I was like, oh, that does make sense. He has that very trumpet-style if I'm on the track, you know I'm here and I'm going to do something really cool. And the thing that Biggie did best was have a flow that just knocked out the rhythm. Like, it was just, if the rhythm was good, if it was a laid back track, Biggie was the, like, oh, here's a good analogy. If the beat was two pieces of fabric, Biggie was the seam. He stitched it together. He just made it look so good. And it sounded good enough to get himself Bad Boy Records and many other collaborators he worked with the success and the sure-footedness in the industry. Shout out to that one DJ he wigged out on for messing up the wax though in that hot temperature. I saw that clip. That was pretty funny. But, again, think about all the experience Biggie had performing. And that's also what led me to make this mashup. Jazz has a very performance essence to it. Even when practicing, you think about just being in that space and forming music and forming jazz and how the freedom of the rhythms work together. Like, the artists, even if they don't know each other that well, the theory is that in jazz, if you know the rules and the language of how to speak jazz, you can go in any jazz jam, open mic, or a live improvisation session, you can actually work out with the other artists what's going to happen. Like, you can say a jazz standard, like, say, Autumn Leaves, or you can say, Take the A-Train, and someone will know, oh, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do this kind of rhythmic styling on top of it, or I know what key I'm in, I'm gonna work out some different, probably pentatonic scales I'm gonna work with inside that performance when I go to play it live on stage or practice it with my band. I also know what instrument is going to be the center stage. Maybe it'll be the band director. Maybe it'll be the young lady or the young man that the director says, okay, look, I want this instrument to be most pronounced, but you also got to prepare for the venue. Maybe you get like a Keystone Corner or a Busboys and Poets where you have some very cool in-pub style audio setups. Or maybe you go to live performance at the Kennedy Center where you have a larger stage space and a wider performance style room for performing, or a stage, again, that's just automatically set up for live performance. You don't have to do that much, but you automatically know in jazz how you're going to perform and go about that. And hearing the layback style of Jekyll and Hyde, how it allows that transition for a more uproarish-esque performance in that latter section when it gets all grunge and distorted and dynamically profound in its performance. You can hear the layback flow and how it affords that. Like, it's not all just at a certain high level. It allows you to say, look, when that switch up happens, you'll know it happens because it's just going to be so dynamically different than what we started with. And then that's when I heard, I was like, yeah, this track is awesome. And this track does that. And I keep saying it's awesome. This track does it so well. I think that if I put Biggie Smalls, Lil C's, and Lil Kim on this track, I think it would accompany that laid back flow even further, or perpetuate that sound and that essence and that air that the song is trying to convey. I think this would benefit and improve that air that it's trying to go for. And much to my surprise, looking at how Lil C's verse comes in with that introduction style, welcome to the show. How does the verse go? I literally just heard it, and again, talking about the opinion of the song kind of makes me think less about the song. Because I was thinking about one of his other intro verses. Just hearing how Lil C's comes onto that verse right after Big's chorus. Just how it's like, yeah, I'm here now. Check this out. I got something to catch y'all in. Hook, line, sinker. Here's my flow. And then as he goes off, it kind of switches off to another solo opportunity, which is the other cool thing that Players Anthem has a unique showing of when I played it over top of Jekyll and Hyde. It's a handoff. Like, look, I started off, I'm the rapper on this from Lil C's standpoint. And like, look, I'm wrapping my verse up. This is going back to Big real quick. When Biggie Smalls picks it up, he goes ahead and takes it a step further and a little bit longer in his second verse. And he goes ahead and goes like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give some rhythmic styling. I'm going to tell you about my success in my life. And how I feel attaining the success is I'm just coming off of dropping one of the hottest rap albums of the year. And then after that, passed over to Lil' Kim, who at this point on this track, if I'm not mistaken, had one of her big breakthrough performances that solidified her as a solid rapper in the 90s. Following their first track, I think it was Get Money, there was a lot of speculation whether she could repeat that success again or if she just had a really good performance in one song. And with Players Anthem, she solidified that, yeah, I got talent, I got skill, I got know-how and credentials to actually keep going forward on any track y'all give me. So Players Anthem, when I took the mashup with Jekyll and Hyde, I was like, look, let me make sure each section lines up with what the artist is going for. Lil C's is Welcome In. Biggie Smalls is furthering along in the storytelling of his success. And then Lil Kim stand out in uproar style performance, which is why those different sections go together. So Big's verse and Lil C's verse lay on the more laid back section, but Lil Kim's hits right when the distortion and the transition comes up. Kind of akin like how jazz artists will also use that platform to give themselves a chance to show, look, I'm in this jazz space, check out what I can do with my instrument. And I'm really good at doing it. And in this case, Lil Kim's instrument, her vocals and rap talent. Biggie Smalls, an experienced performer within the genre, much like a jazz mentor. And then Lil C is another newcomer, but somebody who's like, look, I can take this space. I don't need to be taking it over, but I know I can stand on my own within it. And I can still have a solidified career doing so. So interesting how Player's Anthem evoked that kind of mindset for me when I created the mashup and thought about how I wanted to go about doing it. So just an interesting take there. Again, Marcus Miller's Jekyll and Hyde and Junior Mafia's Player's Anthem featuring Notorious B.I.G. Again, God rest Biggie's soul. And again, just really hearing how the dynamic power of music, two tracks that are 20 years apart from each other, how those can play into one another in a really unique and kind of cool way. And that's kind of what we do here at The Remix. We take two tracks that maybe sound like they've gone together before, but maybe have never been played together, and see how they sound. And we just, you know, we really play around with it and see what we can do. And as one of my physics professors once told me, you're really just trying to see the ins and outs. You're trying to take it apart and put it back together to see how it's structured and get a feel for how to properly do the job, or how to look at it and put it back in the same quality you found it in. Really taking something apart and dissecting it, and then trying to put it back together in the way that you found it. So it's really interesting hearing that mashup, how they both kind of break down one another and then build each other back up. And one of my favorite ones that I've covered so far. So speaking of two mashups that I've just felt a really solid connection and synthesis between, I'm going to go ahead and play another one I have here from two more recent tracks. And both were, if I'm not mistaken, top 10 Billboard recordings in the recent 2010s to 2020 decade. And the two songs are from different genres, but they have this very same space, outer space type feel to them. And the tracks I'm going to play are Get Lucky by Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams, and Nile Rodgers. And I'm going to mix it with the beat of Roddy Ricch's The Box. And it's interesting because hearing Pharrell's vocals, since he's the lead singer on Get Lucky, Pharrell has always had, in his production style, and his collaborative works with Chad Hugo, in his works with Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Gwen Stefani, and any of the works he's done, either himself or other artists, Neptunes or solo production, or even his own band Nerd with him, Chad, and I think Shay Haley, he's always had a space and a unique style feel. Like the bass line will be a little bit wonky or reverberated, or heavily reverberated to the point where it feels like it's a wobbling bass. The keys will be on a synthesizer, which makes it has a vocoder noise, which has like a whoop, 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 whoop. It has like a very unique up and down oscillating voice to it. And that's always been kind of Pharrell's signature piece, that he can pen a space styled song. And when I heard The Box by Roddy Ricch, I'm like, ooh, that's a good complimentary track to go with that. So I want to go ahead and try that out here and see how that mashup works out. Get Lucky by Daft Punk and The Box by Roddy Ricch. Check it out here on WBCFM College Park.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. Like the legend of the Phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Love. We've come too far to give up who we are. So let's raise the bar and our cups to the stars. She's
up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
The present has no rhythm. Your gift keeps on giving. What is just some feeling? Only if I'm with it.
I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun.
Got the idea of the space of vibe we're trying to go for there? It's pretty interesting. Hearing Pharrell's vocals on that, he always does a great job with that space falsetto type vibe. Falsetto, again, being that upper register voice, have a whispering but a higher pitch sounding to it. So, interesting work there. And again, he produced Get Lucky, so he kind of has a feel for where to go for the melodies and how he wanted to sound. And I thought it was interesting hearing that mashup. I always feel a synthesis between the two. One last mashup I want to play for the day that kind of has a synthesis sound to it is this really cool mashup that I tried out last fall on my digital version of the show. And it's a mashup between two completely different tracks from one another. One is a track from Maryland's own All Time Low, their alternative band. And it's their track Monsters featuring Black Bear and Demi Lovato. But the instrumental of that is being used with the lyrics of an iconic hip-hop track, Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise. And the result is an interesting and dynamic mashup that kind of touches on two similarities between the songs. So I want to go ahead and try that here and close out the show with this mashup, because it's a very powerful and profound result and impact as a finishing product. So I want to try that out here. Again, Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise overtops All Time Low's Monsters. Check it out.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta go. As they cope, I see myself in the pistol smoke. I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life.
The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me why are we so blind?
after money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running. But half of them ain't looking at what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's hitting. They say I got the burn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
All-time low, Monsters x Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise, to close out our show here today, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful mashup. Been a big fan of All-Time Low's music since the COVID pandemic, just listening to all their alternative discography and hearing the power of their rock. And they have a very authentic sound where they're just like, yeah, with the sound of like emotion. That's what I felt when I heard their tracks, like in the moment, what do you feel, and just get it out of your system kind of music. And then I heard Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, I'm like, you know what, just for the sake of it, because All-Time Low, to me, has that casual feel. Let me just do a casual mashup. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounded a lot better than I thought it was initially going to. Like, I thought it would sound, like, in sync with one another. But then I was like, oh, that has a dynamic. That has a synthesis to it. Like, it actually clicks in a larger way than I thought. So, interesting hearing that. And again, that's the thing I love about music. Just the power that it has to really create that vibe. I mean, there's a lot of philosophical music. It's a twofold danger and blessing with music. It's being careful because it does have the power to convey a vibe, and trying to be careful of too much of that energy, letting it be protruded by so much negativity is the dangerous concern there. And again, which is why I pray that we do our best to convey positivity and respect for diversity and appreciation of different sounds. So that's kind of what the power prayer is today. The power prayer to close out our show is kind of touching on diversity. So I now say this power prayer to close out and get some good vibes to you and yours listening in. Thanks again for supporting WMEC FM College Park and listening to the Remix by DJ Audios episode 9. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I pray you have a blessed week. So here we go with the power prayer to close us out. Dear God, please help us better respect one another's diversity. You have blessed us with the great gift of possessing our own unique personality traits, lifestyle outlooks, and uniquely different talents, all of which are unique accompaniments with the blessing of free will that you alone provided unto us. In making this request for your help in better respecting these diversities, I ask that you help us who are in the space of being uniquely diverse to exercise more patience and become accustomed to accepting that our pursuit of independence may not need to always be operating at maximum levels of divergence, for excessive utilization of that attribute can hinder the necessary discipline that comes with working together with other individuals, an imperative lesson for all of us. Conversely, for the populations that may not be fully accepting of those unique individuals, I pray that you bless them to try and comprehend the standpoint of the individual's mental outlook, to better understand why they approach the groups in the way that they do, for excessive conformity to the familiar and continual unjust dismissal on the basis of their unique difference creates the hindrance of growth, the adoption of new knowledge, and it may better aid in life's journey because of that lesson. In either outcome, neither fosters acceptance of others, God, and trying to make sure we do this, I ask that you help us to better overcome the persistent challenges that hinder acceptance of diversity. For appreciation and recognition of both sides' inherent qualities can help us not only foster love for one another, but also begin to try to view the world and accept its people in a similar manner to how you view us, God, through your eyes, with love. In your name I pray and thank you, Lord. Amen. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed week. And look out for one another in these wonderfully hot weather conditions. God bless.
now.